The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Man, I miss the ocean. I grew up in Florida, and every single time I'm anywhere near the sea, I jump in. Whether there are sea lions, sharks, or red tide abounding. Don't you love that salty taste you get from swimming in the ocean? And did you ever wonder just why the sea is salty and rivers are not? Well, the answer is that the sea salt comes from the rivers. Oceans make up about 70% of the Earth's surface and contain lots of different salts. Sodium, chloride, sulfate, magnesium, calcium, potassium, bicarbonate, and bromide. These salts enter the ocean through rivers, which before entering pass over rocks and soil and pick up salt along the way. This salt builds up in the ocean because the only way water can leave the ocean is through evaporation. And when the water evaporates, it doesn't take the salt with it. So you end up with less water and the same amount of salt, resulting in a pretty salty sea. Of course, the same thing can happen to a smaller, landlocked body of water, such as the Great Salt Lake in Utah. Where water evaporates quickly in the desert climate, the lake has dropped 20 feet since 1849. A favorite pastime for visitors is to float on the lake like a cork, because the high salt content makes people more buoyant.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.